This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for joining us in class today. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you would like to call us, Jason will answer the phone. And we'll put you on the air. That number is 866-582-9933. And we have a telephone listen line that's up 24/7, 605-477-3249. I'm Vincent Finelli. With us on Tuesdays, Rich Sheban, Off Grid Montana. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
You know, Rich, I am doing really well. Interesting. I have an interesting story to share with you. But first, let me talk about phone calls. Class, the phone here at the farm is ringing off the hook. I cannot talk to one person without 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 phone calls trying to come through while I'm talking to each person. And on top of that, I have a job. My job is the farm. And I am busy. This is farming season. I am busy nonstop from early in the morning till very late at night. So it's very difficult for me to get to the phone. And I don't have a cell phone, and I won't have a cell phone. So I'm not on tap 24/7. But I try to return phone calls come in the evenings. But I can't get to everybody because there's so many phone calls. So here's my request. Number one, if you can send me an email rather than chat on the phone, that would be good. Okay? And you can send that to instructor at usaprepares.com. And put your name on the subject line. And that way it'll stand out. And very brief message. Please don't send me a lot to read, because if you do, I can't read it. So a very brief message, and I'll do my best to get back to you. But I can't promise that. Second thing is I've unhooked our answering machine. I get so many messages that I can't get to them either. So if the phone rings more than 3 times, no one's here to answer the phone. Okay? If the phone rings more than 3 times, no one's here to answer the phone. So just hang up, because you're not going to get anybody. So those are my requests. And so here's a quick story. What's wrong with America? So yesterday, I was on pursuit of getting a part for our old Jeep. It's 25 years old. It's a 1994 Jeep Wrangler. Four-cylinder, four-wheel drive, automatic transmission. Bought it used. For less than we would pay for a little tiny four-wheeler. So the transfer case cracked. It's got an aluminum housing. It's in 2 halves. And one of the halves has a crack in it, and it leaks the transmission oil out of the transfer case. So I went to eBay, and I can buy one used, but I have no idea of the condition, between $400 and $800, and remove the old one and replace it with a different one from eBay. I decided I'd rather see it rather than just have it shipped in, so I called some of the salvage yards in Springfield, Missouri area. I called one guy and a big salvage yard, and I said, have a 1994 Jeep Wrangler with an automatic transmission and a four-cylinder. I'm looking for, my name is Vincent, and I'm looking for a transfer case. Do you have one? Nope. Thank you very much. And that's the way it is. I mean, these guys are curt, quick, short, and they don't even say thank you most of the time when they hang up on you. Well, call the next guy. And I said the same thing. I have a 1994, my name is Vincent, I have a 1994 Jeep Wrangler, four-cylinder, automatic transmission, and I'm looking for a transfer case. The guy said, hold on. Came back and he said, what kind of a wiring harness were you looking for? I said, I'm not looking for a wiring harness, I'm looking for a transfer case. And he said, hold on, didn't have one. And I said, well, do you think you might have a half of a case, like the front half, because that's what's broken on ours? And he said, well, let me get your name and number, and let me see if I can find one. He said, I've only been on the job for 3 weeks. I said, I know. And I said, you know what? I'll tell you what. Forget it. I'm just going to make some more calls and see if I can find, you know, what I need. Thank you very much. I was really frustrated because this guy didn't even know what a transfer case was. He wasn't paying attention. He literally had to ask me twice what I was asking for. And I decided I wasn't going to spend any more time with him. So we placed another call to another company in Springfield. And we got this older guy, about my age. And he said he didn't have a transfer case. But, you know, if we just needed, like, the front cover, the front half, he had one of those. And he said he would put it on the counter along with the gasket set that goes with it and the seals, and we'd be good to go. So I went to pick it up yesterday. Guy had white hair, completely different from the millennial I talked to. So this guy actually knew his job. The millennial didn't know his job. Now, do you think I'm going to call the guy where the millennial worked? You think I'm going to call him again and waste more of my time? It's not likely, right? That's what's wrong with America. We have people in jobs. I think they get hired. Do you have a pulse? Good. Do you think you can show up, you know, most days? Good. Do you think you can show up at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning? Most days? Good. You're hired. Do you know anything about cars? No. Okay. Well, that's not a problem because we just want you to answer the phone. Well, I'm not willing to call people who don't know what they're doing. I'm not willing to waste any more of my life on people who don't know what they're doing and shouldn't be in these positions in the first place. So it's going to be a cold day in hell before I call them again. Richie, do you have any comments on that?
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to constantly see a direct proportion of lack of customer service and proven results and qualifications and hard work and effort. Because I've mentioned this for years, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations based on what group you're from, this work ethic will metastasize like a cancer. And it's only going to go in one direction, and that is down. So when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, for decades, pretty soon you devalue work. There's no appreciation for it. There's no dignity in it. And that's what we get. That's the short answer, Vince.
But from my perspective, I have not lowered my standards. That's where the problem is.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about industry. I'm talking about the stores. I'm talking about the corporations. I'm talking about the fascist system that has put a squeeze on, especially on the small businesses and the mom and pops, because they've created so much lobbying, so many regulations, so many subsidies, so many special interests and PACs that it's almost impossible for the little guy to compete. And I even see the little guy looking at his math, looking at his balance sheets, and he's saying, well, why should I try hard? Because it looks like we'll be closing our doors shortly. And that's one of the reasons I want to talk about it. I give an economic 101 update today sometime, Vince, because I have not done that in several weeks. But the numbers, the math does not look good, and I think people are giving up.
Mm-hmm. And what I was saying is, yes, the standards and expectations from the companies have been lowered, but my expectations and my standards have not changed. I still expect people to know what in the heck they're doing if they're between me and the cash register. I really mean that. And I expect them to live up to the warranties that they say are in place when they sell me those items that I buy. I don't expect them to renege. And if they do, I go nuts. I lose it. By the way, I mentioned that I had a problem with Sam's Club and the optical department. And there was this millennial there who told me that if I wanted to have the glasses that they just called and told me that came in, that they had made for me, that I had already paid in advance for, that if I wanted them tinted, I would have to, you'll have to pay for it. You'll have to come in and pay for it before we'll tint them. And I lost it right then and there on the phone. Well, I met with senior management. I told them what they're doing that is unacceptable to me. They agreed with me. And I decided that I was not going to pick up the glasses. I just didn't want to go to that store anymore. It's in Springfield, Missouri. I didn't want to go to Sam's Club because I was so outraged that they have these jerks working for them. These people who I just, it bothers me that I'm paying $100 a year for these people to be in my way. It bothers me. Well, on Saturday, we got a package in the mail, and I got my glasses. I ordered one pair. I paid for one pair. I got two. I got two sets of glasses, two glass cleaning wipes that say Sam's Club on them, and two glass cases. And I got a $50 gift certificate, and I got a $100 gift certificate. I guess they thought I meant what I was saying. I took them to task. I was furious. And I still don't know if I want to go back to Sam's Club. Because I don't want to be in the presence of that guy who's demanding that I come in. Who is he to tell me? I'm the customer. Who is he to tell me anything? He can ask me, but he's not going to demand anything of me. Because I don't take direction very well, especially from young twerps. I told his boss and I told the store manager that if he worked for me, he would have been fired 10 minutes ago. And I mean it. I can't stand it. So, let's see. Yesterday, I want to talk about loyalty. Before you get into your economic update, I'd just like to talk about loyalty and how I have changed my policy about loyalty. Yeah, I have. I've decided that I am not going to be loyal to any corporation. If they're not loyal to me, I am not loyal to them. And I'll tell you exactly what that means when we come back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Les, I asked GCN management if they can reduce the number of commercials that we have on USA Prepares. Six of those commercials belong to me, and I give them away, so I'm not going to do that anymore. I asked them if they could take my six commercials and just do away with them to give us more talk time. And they said, yes, they can do it, but it's going to take about a couple months. They're on a big programming project right now. So we're going to have fewer commercials, and I'm looking forward to that. Loyalty. I'm no longer loyal to any corporate business because they're not loyal to me. They keep changing their conditions, their terms, their prices. They keep lowering the quality and increasing the prices. So because they're not loyal to me, I'm not loyal to them. They taught me this. So Menards sent us a notice that they're having an 11% sale, and I don't like Menards any more than I like any other large store. Well, they had the best price on water softener salt, $5.11 per bag. So they didn't have it. So I got a rain check for 400 pounds. And they had dog food that was the best price with their 11% off sale. And I ordered that, but they didn't have that, so I got a rain check. So I went yesterday to pick it up. And so I paid in advance so I could get the 11% off. Normally I wouldn't do that, but if anything went wrong, I could always dispute the charge on my credit card. But it seemed to be working okay. And the gal behind the counter had this thing in her nose, some kind of an antenna. It's gross. It's disgusting. It's filthy. It's non-hygienic. But that's what she had. And if I hadn't prepaid, I would have walked out the door. That is my take on what's happening. Why? Why do stores, large corporations, hire people who look like freaks, look like they just left the circus? Why? I don't like it. I really don't like it. And, you know, there are other people who don't like it as well. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and I really love this guy, my doctor, my pulmonologist. He is absolutely fabulous. He lets me do what I want to do. And, you know, the nurse brings me and Mrs. Finelli into the exam room, and we always go, nobody goes alone to any doctor's appointment. So everybody in the family knows what's happening, what the recommendations are, what the discussion is. So that's the way we do things. We have a 1950s style family. So the nurse brings us into the room, and I see on the wall a sign that looks like a cell phone. It has a red circle with a line slashed through it. And I pointed to it, and I asked the nurse about that, and she said, oh. Well, you know, if the doctor comes in and someone's on their cell phone, he walks right out, and they have to reschedule. Is that brilliant or what? So I was talking to my buddy Howard Shane. He's a dentist. And I said, Howard, I was talking with him for a couple minutes yesterday. And I said, Howard, so, you know, you get your dental patients in the chair. Your assistant brings the patient back to the chair. You're ready to recline the chair and start working. And the patient's on the cell phone. Does that happen? He said, it does. So what do you do? He said, it's not good. They're wasting their time and they're wasting my time. I don't like it. That was the upshot of what he said. Rich Eben, your thoughts on this? People who are rude, stupid, offensive, non-hygienic, in our way, between what we're trying to get done.
Definitely changed, and I'm going to stick to what I said earlier. I've been saying this for years, and it's obviously coming to fruition. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting or keeping a job based on what group you're in, it's going to metastasize through our culture, traditions, and heritage like cancer. And it has. Now, as far as loyalty to a company, the bottom 93% of income earners cannot afford to be loyal. They go where it's cheaper. Unfortunately, when things are cheaper, and I say cheaper, not less expensive, because I'm saying that for a reason, cheaper is an implication, meaning that they're also going to get lower quality, and that's all the little people can afford. Now, as far as metallic rings sticking out of different parts of the body and tattoos everywhere, and I just threw that in because they kind of go together for young people, it's very rare. I know some very, unless they're super religious homeschool people, which I know.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today's the deadline lawmakers set for the Internal Revenue Service to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax records to the House Ways and Means Committee. Meanwhile, the House Oversight Committee wants years of his financial records. Yesterday, the president and his private business filed suit to try to block that. Legal analyst Andrew Napolitano says the lawmakers need to show a reason why they want these records.
They can't just get them because he's the president and because his predecessors have exposed this type of material about themselves. They have to have a legitimate purpose. If they can't show that purpose, then they're going to lose. Then the subpoena will be quashed.
He was speaking on Fox News. As the death toll from the Sunday attacks in Sri Lanka reaches at least 320, ISIS is now claiming responsibility, although authorities are still blaming a local jihadist group there, which they say may have been inspired by ISIS. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
People do some pretty weird things to impress their friends, and in this line of thinking, I just wanted to mention that at the university when I was attending back in the 1970s, there was this black fraternity. And the fraternity, they did something kind of amazing. It's called Alpha. And this particular, the nickname was Alpha. And the pledges would wear a dog collar around their neck, a dog collar. And attached to the dog collar was a dog leash. Attached to the dog leash was a red brick. I'm talking about the kind of red brick that you would build a house with, or a commercial building of yesteryear. And these guys always had to have their brick for probably a month. They had to have their red brick with them for a month. And then, to top it off, after the pledge period, they got to be branded. Yeah, literally branded with a hot branding iron. So there are some famous people who have been branded, members of black fraternities, with names like Reverend Jesse Jackson and Michael Jordan. Yeah, they're branded. And we've been talking about things that I find offensive to look at, like, you know, rings that have been put through someone's nose, antennas, piercings, tattoos, and brandings. Rich Sheeman, you were talking about that. Please continue.
Yeah, well, branding, it was a sex cult, and I think there's going to be a lot of information coming out on that. I think most of our listeners have read about it. And there was some very big names behind it. So it's going to be very interesting to see what that transpires. And they were branding women. So in the, kind of in the abdomen area. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why we always say, or at least I do, adult mutual consensual sex. This isn't big innovative words. This isn't new innovations. This isn't going to the moon. This isn't curing cancer. It's just common sense. Adult mutual consensual sex. No pedophilia. And mutual and consensual, those definitions stand on their own. So that's where, pardon my little sidebar here. But going back to your metallic rings and tattoos, you know, that's what young people do. And they don't care if it's visible. They don't care if it's hidden. In fact, they kind of like it being visible. That's just the way that generation is. You know, what's happening is when you look at those bars of standards and expectations for a job, you look at the millennial worker participation rate compared to when we were working. You know, we talked about this privately just yesterday, Vince. You know, I was cutting grass, tending gardens, raking leaves, working landscaping, you know, from an early teenage, even though I was in school or I had football practice or whatever it was. You know, I always was working mostly off the books doing something. And today when you look at the millennial worker participation rate, it's extremely low. So employers almost have to take what they can get. So, you know, the math is quite disturbing when you look at where we're going as a nation, as a Western world, and as a global economy. Vince?
Rich, you said something very disturbing to me on the phone privately. And it wasn't because it was offensive. It wasn't because it was not polite. It was disturbing because it's true. And I'd like to have part of that discussion with you today, right in front of our broadcast classroom. And what you were mentioning is that, you know, you've been working really hard on your farm. You're making it better. You're improving it every day. You're taking what was of lesser quality and made it better. I'm not saying it wasn't nice to begin with. I'm just saying you improved it. You're building it up, building it up, building it up. Everything you do is making it more valuable. More valuable. And the same thing is happening here in Missouri at our farm. We are working on it all the time. I mean, when I'm in the studio, the rest of the family is out improving it in every way you can think of. Repairing fences, mowing fields, liming fields, taking care of the cattle, putting up temporary fencing, making sure the cows graze and fertilize with their manure in the right way to make the property better than it was. Not destroy it, not dump motor oils and things like, you know, that on it like corporations do. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about improving it. But what you said was disturbing, and now it is, Okay, so if we ever decided to sell this, or you decided to sell yours, now that we've made it better, who would buy it? Not only who would buy it, who could buy it? That was really disturbing, Rich. Would you please tell us what you meant? Because, class, sit down. You're not going to believe what you're about to hear.
Well, you know, I'm going to say the good, bad, and ugly. I'll start with the good. Is there a mass exodus out of California and Illinois and the Northeast states coming to the Idahos and Western Montanas of the world? Yes, absolutely. But when you look at good old, and that's why I want to go to the economic warnings, and basically gives a bunch of reasons why interest rates will probably go down. But this whole system is so rigged, who knows what's going to happen. But when you look at Generation X, now keep in mind, folks, demographics, demographic-wise, through 2050, the largest growth group, demographically speaking, are old people. That means the end of the World War II generation, the baby boomers, and we're even seeing some Gen Xers, if that is the next generation after the baby boomers, starting to retire as well, especially if they were in government, because they can retire much earlier. So that being said, when you look at the work ethic, the savings, the debt, you just look at all the fundamentals, never mind the ambiguity of what is the value of the Federal Reserve note going to be down the road. What, and adding on to that, is are we going to have the world reserve currency status? Are we going to be backed by silver and gold? Are we going to have some type of domestic dollar or international dollar? Are we going to have, who knows if silver and gold is going to shine because it's the most manipulated, corrupt industry out there, not from the people's end, but from the powers that be end. And I've talked about naked shorts in great detail many times. Whenever you have a paper price and a physical price, everything's going to be distorted. So then there's cryptocurrencies. We're in an era where valuations, earnings, all these words that have been that had definitions years ago, solvency, inflation, deflation, the fine line between that, markets, fundamentals, fair value, leverage, liquidity, valuations, GDP, credit, debt, core businesses of corporation, money printing, free market, supply and demand, velocity of money, profits. All these definitions now are very ambiguous. And it's done that way on purpose to make sure the system stays afloat for X amount of time. Because we're not only in the end of an economic cycle, we're at the end of a central bank cycle. So when you look at the young people and their earnings, okay, take the Generation Xers, you take the millennials. Now, I see some hope in Generation Z, but that's yet to be determined. But when I see their opportunities because of political correctness, not getting a job through hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, it basically makes people give up. It makes people try to become more self-sufficient, even though it's harder. But how are they going to buy our properties for a profit under circumstances of so much ambiguity? And this is when I give my economic 101 updates, I don't try to do gloom and doom. I try to give you information on how you can prepare. That's one of the reasons I talk about why buy a house in a subdivision for $300,000-$400,000 and get a 30-year amortization schedule where the first 7.5 years is 98% interest. You're literally pissing money out the window instead of putting it in your pocket. Why go to a subdivision which hampers your freedoms, tells you what to do, makes you pay HOA monthly charges, and you got to pay high electric bills and garbage bills and all this other stuff, versus going to rural America somewhere, buying a 20-acre parcel of land, and going all over Western Montana? I'm sure this is a phenomenon all over the country. There's contractors, carpenters, who are literally building shops, guest cabins, garages, barns, et cetera. And they literally have hydraulics to build on this site and transport that building. I'm getting a garage built for me right now, folks. 24 foot long, $6,700. Let me repeat that. I'm getting a 24 foot garage built for me, $6,700. So let's say you wanted to buy one of these buildings for like 10, 15 grand. Put it on 20 acres, have it delivered. You live in it, you put a wood stove, you insulate it, and you build it the way you want. Kind of like the cabin I live in. And then you live off-grid, you learn skill sets, you garden, you raise animals, you have a higher quality of life, you control your own destiny, and you have fun doing it. And these are just a few of the examples that we talk about on USA Prepares on a regular basis. But as far as the cookie-cutter, follower, politically correct, tattletale subdivision neighborhood, where they tell you what to do, how to live, how to, you know, everything, and then the taxes and insurance is so high, the next generation can't even look at it as a quality of life enhancer, because they're already entering the equity market so late because of the leverage that they have on their loans, and the time leverage they're going to lose on building equity because they're coming into the market so late. So it's time to think outside the box, folks. I hear the music, Vince. It's all yours.
Yeah, I've got a couple comments when we come back. You're absolutely right. And the comments that I have will address what you just said. It's kind of bleak if you think about you build something up and then, you know, at some time you'll be selling it, but to whom? We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
But Cuban, I've been thinking about what you've been saying, and most people get it backwards. Most people have a larger house on a tiny lot. A larger house on a tiny lot. Instead of having a larger piece of ground and a smaller house. Or even worse than that, they have a tiny apartment. And the average size apartment is getting smaller. Today, the average size apartment is 934 square feet. A studio apartment has gotten 18% smaller in the last 10 years. A studio apartment used to be 614 square feet 10 years ago. Now it's 504 square feet. That's about the size of our kitchen. That is claustrophobic. Now, if you have an apartment that's 504 square feet, you're going to be next to other apartments that are 504 square feet. You're going to be jam-packed in there like sardines with other people. It makes absolutely no sense to do that. Rents are going up. Square footage is going down. Why? Why would anybody do that?
Well, keep in mind, too, Vince, that square footage of your structures are directly proportional to your taxes, insurance, and maintenance. So if you had land and lived in a smaller home, now, some people say, look at what the wealthy people are doing. I'll tell you what the wealthy people are doing. They're buying land right now, hand over fist, bare land. Hand over fist. Now, for us little people, I suggest buying, you know, that 20-acre dream ranchette. But when you buy it, make sure you buy something that has varied topography. And what I mean by that is ridges, draws, meadows, water. Could be surface water, could be a good aquifer. And I say that because the more varied, even bedrock, that's the perfect land to buy because it doesn't take much of a footprint to build your home or your barn or your garage or your shop or however you want to live. So So it's up to you to decide on what your lifestyle is. I call this a hobby farm because everything I do on it, from hunting and fishing to gardening to raising animals, everything, harvesting my firewood, is a hobby to me. So that's why I call it a hobby farm. Now, that being said, if you have varied topography, you're going to ensure you're not going to have major subdivisions around you. Yeah, you might have a minor subdivision, which is five homes or less, but you'll never have a major subdivision, which would be hundreds, if not thousands, of homes, which I've seen many people buy flat land, especially old pasture ground, and then they end up cursing their life because they had a subdivision move in next to them. So you got to think with foresight that way, because the more varied topography you have, the less septic approvals you're going to have. Okay? So that's the way you got to think. It's use the topography as a buffer, if you will, to keep your homestead private. Vince?
I totally agree. And if you're looking for land, I would suggest you consider the following. You don't want to be in an area that floods. So you don't want to be below a dam. You don't want to be near high tension, meaning high voltage power lines. You want to be away from industry, because industry has a history of polluting the land and the aquifers. You want clean water. You don't want to be in a desert. You don't want to be near a nuclear reactor or a power plant. You want to, and the varied topography, we're talking about woods. We're talking about some open land, some grass. We're talking about freedom from being close to neighbors. We're talking about low taxes, freedom from government oppression. You know, you don't need a police department. You can take care of yourself. We do. You know, we like the idea that the cops are at least 20 miles away. We like that. We like the fact that there's no dog warden, no animal control. We like the fact that the cops here are few and far between. We like the fact that there's no building inspections. There's no permits needed to build buildings. I can't imagine what it would be like if I had to apply to some jerk to ask that person, would it be okay if I spent my own money to build a building on my own property? And is this design okay with you? I can't imagine that. That's nuts. But that's the way it is in most places. And most places are controlled by these homeowner associations, which you get the privilege of paying for every year. Hundreds of dollars, if not thousands. It's crazy. So, think about what's happening and where you want to be.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.